Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 20th of May, recording at 9:21 p.m., and that's British summertime. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Well, it wasn't stock markets. They were very quiet in here today. Mixed in Asia, mixed in Europe, although most showed modest gains in Europe. Wall Street gave up some very small gains, ended with small losses here this evening. And elsewhere, long-dated government bonds, a bit mixed here as well. The U.S. bonds steadied as Wall Street turned downwards. The U.S. dollar was weak, but off its lows as Wall Street weakened. Gold has had a pretty good day, currently trading at 938.80. That's up 13.75, and that's spot bullion. Silver pushed up on July. July is currently at 14.30, and that's up 17.5. It has been as high as 14.39, so that's quite firm. Actually, silver actually pushed up to a new high within its trading range. And just looking around, I think copper was industrial metals were mixed, but copper and nickel, I can see, were both up. Soft commodities were mostly firm, but again with gains paired somewhat. Crude is firm, 61.75. I think that's a new recovery high for this move, and natural gas is back just beneath $4. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, as far as stock markets are concerned, there are signs of a reaction and consolidation, but it's very much within the upward trends that have been established for the leaders being the Latin American stock markets. Brazil is the big one, of course, and China, a leader. For quite some time, they have been in these staircase upward trends during both their base formation development period, or the latter part of their base formation development period, and during this recovery since Wall Street bottomed in early March. And I have mentioned before that with a lot of these markets, and certainly the European indices and the US indices, that they would need to close beneath last week's reaction lows, and really probably for a day or two to maintain a break beneath last week's reaction lows to indicate the onset of somewhat more of a pullback and reaction during this consolidation phase. That would hardly be surprising given the 11 months that we've seen, the 11 weeks rather, that we've seen on the upside. But it is also not beyond the bounds of possibilities that we continue with these narrow consolidations within the staircase step upward trends that we see on most charts. And if that does happen, it would be because sentiment continues to improve. And the big factor, though, is that there is still a lot of cash on the sidelines. So I'm delighted that Fuller Money themes have continued to lead the way. I don't think we'll see uninterrupted rallies. We never do we? So we can expect the current one to spill over into a bit more of a reaction, or possibly a correction. In our jargon, a correction is a bit bigger than a reaction, but that this would be within the confines of the new upward trends that are becoming established. So, it's probably not a time for lots of activity here in stock markets. I'm very content to hold on to my long-term unleveraged equity investments. I'm not too keen on opening up new leveraged longs in here at this stage. But if I did, I suspect that my risk would be that I would have to ride out that reaction that I suspect we will see. But then probably most likely see higher levels. I regard this as a new bull market, and as I've said on many occasions, I think the outlook will remain favorable until behaviorally we see that there are no doubters, there that no longer are people saying, well, yes, but, or have we had this confirmation or that confirmation? And when the danger period will be when all those very cautious people are converted to an aggressively bullish hypothesis, and that will be signaling that markets are becoming quite overextended overall. And the big danger is or will be when central banks move in to take the punch bowl away, and the most visible evidence of that will be when we see higher short-term interest rates. Usually it takes two or three hikes to really give stock markets a problem, but when we do start to get those hikes, I fully intend to be lightening positions in my long-term investment account. And if I dither at the time, when just I would welcome subscribers reminding me of my commitment as I've as I wrote yesterday. But I don't think I will dither next time around, or opt for. I didn't dither so much, but I opted for the strategy of hedging against those positions, and that's well, I could have done it a whole lot better. To put it mildly, and therefore I think I'd take the simpler route next time and just stand aside. No harm in doing that. Now, in terms of long-dated government bonds, the bond prices will weaken if stock markets rally further, and the bond prices will firm up a bit if stock markets come off. That's the way it's been for really quite some time, and hardly surprising. I'm lightly short there, and I'm short the bunds. In terms of currencies, I see no reason why the dollar should remain strong in here now that confidence is actually improving a bit. I think the claim that it was a safe haven currency was built on a shaky foundation. And I also feel that the fact that the dollar has been soft in recent weeks is an indication that the massive global deleveraging that we were seeing is largely behind us. I'm not looking for a dollar collapse, I never have, as veteran subscribers will know, but I do feel it has a downward bias, and I think it would suit the US to see the dollar move gently lower. A lot of people don't like the euro. I'm always surprised at how many people don't like the euro. I'm hardly beating a drum for the euro. But I think that those who favor the dollar to the euro invariably do so on economic grounds, saying that Europe's economies are worse. Well, some are, some aren't, is my view on that point. For instance, some of the northern economies are doing exceedingly well, not surprisingly. Norway, with all of its energy interests, mainly energy interests. And then we have Sweden with its telecom and tech interests, is doing really, really quite well. And Germany never had a bubble. So I think Germany will do better than most people expect in terms of cushioning downside risk and moving into and performing in the next recovery overall. But getting back to this dollar versus the euro, there's no doubt that China holds more dollars than euros. They're antsy, worried, that is, about their dollar position, not their euro positions. I don't think they're ready to rush in and buy lots of euros, but the euro is the default reserve currency. And the Japanese government also is concerned about the large dollar holdings that that it has. So I can't really see a strong case for a powerful dollar in here anytime soon. So I think it'll go down towards the lower side of its range, which is really sort of between the high of a couple of months ago, depending on which currency you're looking at, but most of them, those highs were a couple of months ago, and the lows that we saw last June and July. What else to mention here? The precious metals, I think this is a particularly interesting story. Seasonally, it's a dull period. They usually underperform, and they're not doing badly at all in here right now. And there's no reason why they have to slavishly conform to seasonal factors. Overall, the patterns suggest to me that demand is gradually pushing up these lows in the precious metal sector, and that it will lead to a decisive move. And I would expect that by Q4 2009, if not sooner, and it might well come sooner. So I'm keen to be positioned for that possibility. Now, I think, I do go back to this point I was mentioning earlier about I'll be worried about stock markets when central banks start to remove the metaphorical punch bowl. And I think at this stage, it's very fashionable for people to talk about deflation. And of course, we do see a number of pockets of deflation. They're largely in manufacturing, also in labor, house prices. But all this quantitative easing that we have seen will certainly create more bubbles. Now, we don't have to have bubbles in everything, and I think we already know where the bubbles will be. And my view is that bubbles will occur in stock markets, and this may be on a relative comparison basis. When I say bubbles, don't assume that we're going to see NASDAQ 2000 all over again. But relative to other asset classes, the candidates for bubbles, I believe, are stock markets, led by emerging Asia and resources. And if we say, or if people say, well, how can this possibly be for other markets when the global economy is so weak generally? Well, yes, it is, but it's not as bad as people expected. And also, what have companies done? The smart ones, and I think most companies fall into this category, have slashed their costs aggressively. They've laid off personnel, they've cut dividends in a number of instances, and they're improving their technology. That's another reason why we like technology as one of the fuller money themes. So they may not be mean, but they're lean. And as economic recovery gradually picks up, I think more and more investors will recognize that these stock markets are quite reasonable, and that they will perform on the upside well before house prices for instance, or well before commercial property, for instance, and they'll way outperform long-dated government bonds. They'll probably outperform corporate bonds as well. So that will influence more investors to come in and buy stocks, in my opinion. Now, what I should also mention, I've got my mobile phone going in a moment, so I'll click that off. The other bubble, I think, will be in commodities. Now, how can that be? Well, because most of these commodities are in reasonably scarce supply, and we all need these commodities. They're a good hedge against fiat money, and they're leading. They're leading in here, as are stock markets leading in terms of asset reflations. So that's my view overall. And it'll be interesting times. I'm not at all despondent about money-making opportunities. I haven't been for months. There are lots of trading opportunities and investment opportunities. We're spoiled for choice, as I've said before. And that would always be the case, but let's enjoy it while it is the case. And I feel that it will remain the case for throughout this year, I would say, at minimum, at absolute minimum. But we will see. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you. I haven't got as much copy today. I've had too much in the way of medical activities here. Maybe a little bit more tomorrow. I don't have any doctor appointments tomorrow. Okay, all the best to all of you.